This week's parasha, the parasha's Pinchas, it's the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks. Tonight is the 16th of Tammuz, when the moon starts to decrease in size as a result of the Miyut HaYoreach, which is what really causes all Peronius and all Golus. Because of the Miyut HaYoreach, especially tonight's decrease, the decrease of Tes Zayin Tammuz, which is when the Egel, the Maisa HaEgel occurred on the 16th of Tammuz, which the number 16 corresponds to the 16th generation from Avraham Avinu, is the generation of Rechavim and Yeravim ben Nevat, when the split of Malchus Beis David takes place. And that's when the Egel occurred. The Egel occurred on the 16th of the month, after the Levana was B'milua on the 15th, which corresponds to Shlaima HaMelech, the 15th generation. Kaima Siha Rabba Ashlamusa, when Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkot falls out, Shushan Purim, Hamisha Asa Ba'av, Hamisha Asa B'Shvat. Today, as a result of the Miyut HaYoreach, the 16th, though, is associated with negativity because of Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel brought back the Miyut HaYoreach, which had been rectified by Matan Torah. And had they not sinned, had the Egel not occurred, there wouldn't have been a tainus on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, which is when the 3 weeks start, which is tomorrow night, Thursday morning, was the day of Shviras Haluchos, the day in which Hufka Ha'ir, Batel HaTamid, mentioned in this week's parasha, the Karban Tamid, Tishmeru LaHakrav LiBamayadai. And what's interesting is we always read Parshas Pinchas right before, or in the middle, as we do now, of the 3 weeks, right as we are almost ready to commemorate Shavuos B'Tammuz, Yehofech L'Simcha, we hope it'll be a Yom Tov. And the connection between Parshas Pinchas and Shavuos B'Tammuz is L'cha'ira as follows. Pinchas remembers the halacha that everyone else forgot. Everyone forgot the halacha of Kol HaBoyel HaRomis Kanoyin Poigenboy. Moshe Rabbeinu as well. If not for Shviras Haluchos, which occurred on Shavuos B'Tammuz, there would be no such thing as Shikcha. Shikcha is a result of Shviras Haluchos. The Gemara says, Ilmolei Loi Nishtabru Haluchos. If not for the fact that the Luchos were broken, no Uma V'Loshein, no Goy, no nation would have a Shlita, would have power over a Jew. The fact that there's Golus, the fact that there's Shikcha, which Golus is Shikcha, Churban Beis Hamikdash is Shikcha, Lama Lanetzach Tishkochenu, is a result of Shviras Haluchos. The only one who remembers the Halacha is Pinchas. Pinchas was not affected by that Shikcha. Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. As Chazal say, Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. This is the parasha of Eliyahu HaNavi. Every pasuk of this week's parasha, which is the second largest parasha of the entire Chumash, is a pasuk in Parashas Pinchas. It's a pasuk in the parasha of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Navi that is associated with La'asid Lavai. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who will be Mechaye Mason. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one of whom we say Zochur LaToiv. And this is the parasha of Eliyahu HaNavi. It's Merumas right at the beginning when it says Tachas Asher Kinei Leiloi Kov. Leiloi Kov is the letters Le'eliyahu. Tachas Asher Kinei, because he takes revenge for Hashem, Leiloi Kov, Le'eliyahu. Pinchas becomes Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGilodi, Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris, the Malach who attends every Bris Mila, the mitzvah that is performed on the eighth day. And Pinchas is the eighth parasha of Sefer Bamidbar. Pinchas is begematria 8 times the Shem Havaya. It's also begematria b'damayichayi, which is what we say by Bris Mila. Pinchas attends every Bris Mila. Hinnin yaisein layas bris yisholayim, because Pinchas was loichem l'man habris. It wasn't only the avodah zarah of Peor that Pinchas is avenging, but he's also avenging the nesuei ta'aruvos, the Vayochel Ha'am Liznois El Benois Moyav, which was the Eitzah of Bilam. Bilam was Miyaitz Balak, Elohehem Shal Elu Soinezima, and that's the way to get them, is to get them to sin But in Znos, particularly in Suei Ta'aruva, he said to be Mevatel the Havdala ben Yisrael lo Amen, to remove the barrier that Hashem set up, the same Havdala that separates Shabbos and the weekdays, that separates Or and Choshech, Vayar Elokim es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdel. The Havdala ben Or lo Choshech, that's where the Havdala ben Yisrael lo Amen is rooted. When we tamper with that Havdala, we tamper with light and darkness, we tamper with Shabbos, and when we start up with the Havdala, with the reasoning behind it, that we're trying to work out, we're trying to promote Achdus, all those who believe in intermarriage, and they always claim that this is because of unity. That's not unity, that's Machloikas. Unity can only be when the barriers are strong, when the barrier Ben Yisrael La'amim Ben Yom Ashvila Sheshes Mehamas, Ben Or L'Choshech remains steadfast. And that's what Pinchas did. Pinchas solidified the Chayma, the Havdala Ben Yisrael La'amim. Shivasa Batamis is when the nations entered Yerushalayim. Hufka Ha'ir, the city was breached. Cracks were placed in the wall around the city of Yerushalayim, and the enemy began to enter. And the enemy was entering because Klal Yisrael had sinned, imitating the ways of the Goyim, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, by the first Beis HaMikdash. And when we join with the Goyim, like then, by Yitzomet Yisrael, Leva'al Pe'or, by Yishtachavu Le'eloi Heihem, when the Havdala ben Yisrael, La'amim, is destroyed, that's when the nations attack us. When we fortify with a wall that separates us from the nations, as we say at the end of Shir HaShirim, M'chaymahi Nivna Aleha Tiras Kosef, if the chayma is strong, the nations stay away. The nations will not claim that Yerushalayim is theirs. They will not claim that Eretz Yisrael belongs to them if we are totally separate from them. Pinchas saves the day. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, who is transformed into a malach. Hinini noisein leis brisi shalom. Pinchas solidifies that barrier, that Havdala ben Yisrael la'amim, which is the reason why there was a Shivasa Batamas. If the Chayma would have remained strong, which is the Chayma around Yerushalayim, the enemy could not enter. Pinchas was a neshama of La'asid Lavai. Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi, associated with the future, and therefore his parasha is the eighth parasha, which we know that Mashiach is associated with Shmini, with the Bechina of Shmini. Bamanatzeach al Hashminis, Mashiach will play the harp of eight strings. And that's why the parasha also ends with Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the Yom Tov that separates us from the Goyim. Precisely Shmini Atzeres. It's Shmini Atzeres that Chazal tell us that's only between us and Hashem. Yisrael Umalko Bilchoidoi, he says the Zohar. Masha'enke in Sukkah. Sukkah, the Goyim have a Shaychus to as well. The Goyim, the Shivim Purim that we sacrifice on Sukkah is for the Haganah for the Goyim, but not Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, Par Echad, Ayel Echad. Shmini Atzeres is only Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. Shmini Atzeres is what separates us from the Goyim. That's why one of the reasons it's called Atzeres, which is the opposite of Tzoras. Tzoras is Golus, which we are. Golus means we are Ben HaAmim, we are among the nations, we're not separated, we are among them. Atzeres, on the other hand, is total Havdala Ben Yisrael HaAmim. Eliyahu HaNavi, who's going to come at the end of days, Hina Anoichi Shaleach Lechem is Eliyahu HaNavi, Lefnei Boyim Hashem HaGodol V'Hanoira, V'Heishiv Leiv Avois Albonim, as it says here concerning Pinchas, Heishiv Es Chamosi, Heishiv, V'Heishiv Leiv Avois Albonim, B'Kanoi Es Kenosi. Eliyahu will make the final separation Ben Yisrael La'amim, which will take place La'osid Lavoi, when Klal Yisrael will remain forever, the Am HaNitzchi, separate from the rest of the world. It's only because of the fact that we want to imitate the ways of the Goyim, the fact that we want to assimilate among them, why there is all the tzoras that occur to Klal Yisrael throughout the Goliyos from the beginning of time, from the Chet HaEgel and onward. But as when we separate ourselves from the Goyim, as Pinchas did, we will merit the Geula, which the Geula will come, the Yimei Bein HaMitzorim, the 3 weeks that start tomorrow night, are really days of Geula. masked in days of Avelis. As the Svarim say, that the Bein HaMetzorim are the holiest days of the year that fell. They're really supposed to be days of Geula. They fell, and that's why they are days of Avelis. The job of a Yid, though, is to transform these days from Golas to Geula. And there are certain times during the year that we are zeicha to a ha'ora of what was going to be la'asid lavoi, when these days will be days will be rectified. It's interesting that Parshas Pinchas has in it all the Yomim Tovim. The Musafim of all the Yomim Tovim are discussed in Parshas Pinchas, including Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shmini Atzeres, which is what the Parsha ends with. Meaning, this Shabbos we are visited by every single Yom Tov. As Chazal tell us, the Kriya is Ma'ira de Zman, as we mentioned many times, that whenever you read in a parasha a topic that is read at a different time, we are visited by that time. And this week, we're visited by every single Yom Tov, because this week has in it the Maftir, the Kriya, of every single Yom Tov. And when are we reading this? During the saddest time of the year, as Svarim tell us that the 21, 22 days, if we count Tisha B'Av, between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, correspond to the 22 days of Yom Tov that there are during the year. Others say they correspond to the 22 days between Rosh Hashanah and Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah corresponding to Shavuos B'Tammuz, when the Luchas were broken, which brought about Shikcha, which is Rosh Hashanah's Yom HaZikara, the opposite of Shikcha. Tisha B'Av corresponds to Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. That's what the Svarim discussed this at length. Tonight we'll just discuss this a little differently, go into a different concept, that perhaps Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah are one, which is discussed at the end of this week's parasha, is the tikkun for Shavuos B'Tammuz, and so is Chanukah. And Chanukah is the hemshech of Shmini Atzeres, ki yadua. The only Yom Tov that is associated with eight Min HaTorah is Shmini Atzeres. Mid Rabbanon is Chanukah. And Chanukah is an extension of Shmini Atzeres, K'mavur in the Svarim. Shmini Atzeres is the Yom Tov of Yosef HaTzadik. Sukkot is Yaakov. Pesach is Avraham Avinu. Shavuos is Yitzchak. Sukkot is Yaakov. Shmini Atzeres is Yosef. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Yosef. Yosef Miloshen HaSofa. We're Moisef and Ner every night. Chanukah, which was given to us later on, Chanukah is sort of a tikkun for what happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz. Shavuos B'Tammuz, the wall around Yerushalayim was breached. Prior to Chanukah, the Yevanim did the same thing. The Yevanim, as it says in Mishnah and Midos, that the Yevanim breached in 13 different places the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. The Yud Gimel Pirtzais Partzu Malchei Yevan. The Chashmonaim fenced those breaches, Godru, and they fixed and they solidified the walls around the Beis HaMikdash. Just as Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen solidifies the Havdalah ben Yisrael Amen, the Chashmonaim did the same, because the wall that Yevanim breached was the wall that separates Goyim from Jews. That's the Soireg, which a Goy is not allowed to go past that wall, because the goal of the Yevanim was to break down the barrier that separates us from them. Nichnisu Nachrim Lehechel is what the Yevanim did, and that's exactly what happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz. So therefore, what the Chashmonaim did on Chanukah, fixing the walls, solidifying the Chayma around the Mikdash, similar to what Pinchas does, solidifying the Chayma Ben Yisrael La'amim, Chanukah therefore is a Ha'or of La'asid Lavoi, when Shavuos B'Tammuz will have a Tikkun. Shavuos B'Tammuz is also the day of Shviras Haluchos. Shviras Haluchos causes Shikcha. What does it say about the Yevanim? We say it in the davening, that they wanted l'hashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted to make us forget the Torah. Chanukah, therefore, which is the Yom Tov of Shem and Zayas, which the Gemara says is the school of Hazikaron, is the tikkun for the Shikcha that the Yevanim wanted us to forget the Torah, and just like the Shviras Haluchos causes Shikcha. Even Moshe Rabbeinu forgets the halacha of Kanoyan Pagan Boyan. In this week's parasha, he forgets the halacha of the Nachalos that the Bnei Slavchad ask him. And by Yaakov Moshe has Mishpatan Lefnei Hashem. Rashi says Nesalma Mimenu, the halacha of Nachalos. This is all a result of Shmiras Haluchos. And what's interesting is that on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, we read the end of Chumash, we read Vizayis HaBracha, and we read particularly the last part of Vizayis HaBracha, where it talks about Shviris HaLuchais, at the end, Asher Asa Moshe La'enei Kol Yisrael, which Rashi says is referring to Shviris HaLuchais, what Moshe did in front of all the Jews, he broke the Luchais. That's how Chumash ends. And those are the last eight psukim which talk about Misas Moshe, which Misas Moshe was only because of Shviris HaLuchais, Moshe asking Mechenina Misifrach as a result of Chet HaEgel. Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we dance with the Torah, we dance because we were given a second chance, we were given the Luchais Shniyais, which the Luchais Shniyais is the tikkun for the Shviras HaLuchais HaRishayinus. The Shviras HaLuchais HaRishayinus therefore take place, Shavas HaBetamos, the tikkun for it is Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, when we dance with the Torah, when we receive the second Luchais. We receive the second Luchais on Yom Kippur. But the simcha, the joy that we rejoice with those luchais, is Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is the tikkun for the Shviras HaLuchais on Shavas HaBetamos. So Shmini Atzeres is clearly a tikkun for that which occurred Shavas HaBetamos. Shavas HaBetamos, the walls were breached, the nations entered into Yerushalayim. The Havdalah Ben Yisrael Lo Amim was affected. Shmini Atzeres, the Havdalah is strong, because Shmini Atzeres is only between us and Hashem, Par Echad, Ayil Echad. Shmini Atzeres is the Yomtif that shows the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael have this special relationship which the Goyim do not have. And the same is with Chanukah, which Chanukah is the extension of Shmini Atzeres. Chanukah, the Yom Tov of 8, which the number 8, the number that a Yid is connected to, is the number associated with Bris Milah, the first mitzvah given to Abraham Avinu, the mitzvah given on the 8th day, which separates us from the rest of the world. Oisi beinu veinechem, oisbrisi bivsarchem, which a guy does not have. Bris Milah is what the Yevonim fought against, because the Yevonim fought against all the simonim that separate us from them. They fought against Chaydesh, they fought against Shabbos, incidentally. It's interesting, this parasha has in it Chaydesh and Shabbos as well. Rosh Chodesh, the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh is this week, where we read how HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to sacrifice a carbon for Him. HaKrivu Alai Chatas Al Shem Yatati Es HaYoreach Sir Yizim LaHashem. We have the Kriya of Shabbos this week, and Pinchas being the 8th parasha, Pinchas having an Shmini Atzeres, which is which Chanukah extends from. So we have really in this parasha Chodesh, Shabbos, Milah, the three mitzvahs that the Yevonim fought against. And Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov associated with 8 days, Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which Bris Milah was strengthened, is what Pinchas did. Pinchas is Eliyahu Malach HaBris. Eliyahu comes to every Bris. Pinchas is B'gamatria B'damayichai, as mentioned before. And the Balaturim says, Sadurei Keach, that Eliyahu 4 times is B'gamatria Pinchas. Eliyahu is 52. 52 times 4 is Pinchas. And he's makashrit with what the Gemara says, that Eliyahu, it takes him 4 jumps. Eliyahu ba'arba. It says different malachim are able to fly around at different speed. Gavriel, Michael, it says Eliyahu ba'arba. Eliyahu accomplishes what he wants in 4 steps, in 4 jumps, whatever that means, whatever Chazal mean, not that we understand what it means, but Eliyahu ba'arba and Eliyahu 4 times is equal to Pinchas. Eliyahu is already hinted at the beginning of Chumash. At the beginning of Chumash, where the Pasuk talks about the first Havdalah, Vayar Elikim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, Vayavdel. Vayavdel is Begematria Eliyahu. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, Vayavdel is Begematria Tishbi. That's Eliyahu HaTishbi. Eliyahu HaNavi is associated with Havdalah. And where do we see this? We see it every Motzei Shabbos. When do we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi? When do we sing the Zmirais about Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi? All the Zmiris of Malav HaMalku, which we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi more than any other time during the week or any other time during the year, but every week it's always Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is when we make Havdalah. Imein Das Havdalah Menayim. The Havdalah that we make Motzei Shabbos is not only Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Imei HaMas. So the Havdalah that we make Motzei Shabbos, we talk about Ben Yisrael La'amen. Because that's what Ben Yisrael La'amen, what separates us from the nations is Shabbos. What separates us from the nations is Bris Milah. What separates us from the nations is Chodesh. That which the Yevonim fought, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have. And that's what we were zeichet to be restored on Chanukah, which Chanukah is the Hemshech of Shmini Atzeres, the Yom Tov that separates us from them. This parasha, Pinchas, is always read as we begin the 3 weeks. The parasha itself is the tikkun for the 3 weeks. The parasha is the parasha of Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Malach HaBris, Eliyahu associated with Havdalah, and as the Svarim tell us, the first opportune time for Mashiach to come is Motzoi Shabbos, because Ein Eliyahu Ba, Loi Ba'arvei Shabbosais, V'loi B'Shabbosais. Chazal tell us that Eliyahu Hanavi cannot come on Erev Shabbos, because everyone's too busy preparing for Shabbos. So the time that's the most appropriate, or the most possible and most probable time that Eliyahu HaNavi will come will be Mitzvah Shabbos. It's interesting, the Gemara says that the Churban was Mitzvah Shabbos, Churban Bayis was Mitzvah Shabbos, and the year we're in now, which is Mitzvah Shvius, the year we're in now is a year of Mitzvah Shabbos. It's a year of Mitzvah Shvius. And therefore, it's a year of Eliyahu HaNavi. And that's why there's a remez, Eliyahu HaTishbi is B'gematria Topshin Samech Tes, which is the year we're in now, which is coming to an end very soon. And we're now concluding the last quarter of Topshin Samech Tes of Mitzvah Shvius, Shnas Hakel, this very, very special year, Tehei Shnas Simen Toiv, which we hope will end with a Simen Toiv. Parshas Pinchas has in it the Tikkun for Chodesh Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz, which was defiled, Chodesh Tammuz, which fell as a result of what happened in Tammuz, as a result of what happened on Shisha Asr and Shiva Asr, B'Tammuz, Chet HaEgel, Shviras HaLuchais. Chodesh Tammuz brought Reuven down. Reuven is Keneged Tammuz. Reuven lost the Bechayra, he lost the Malchus and the Kahuna because of his chait of Pachas Kamayim Al Toysar, and the same happens to Klal Yisrael and Tammuz because of Chet HaEgel. We rushed to make an egel like Reuven rushed to move the bed, and he lost all the extras, Yeser Se'es V'Yeser Oz, and so did we. But not Pinchas, though. Pinchas becomes a Kohen, who he's not, even though he's from the family of Kahuna, but he was never anointed, as Rashi says. Pinchas becomes a Kohen, and Pinchas is Zeicher to everlasting Kahuna. What we lost in Tammuz, Pinchas, who was incidentally was also a Bechor, Pinchas is Zeicher to Kahuna. Reuven is mentioned in Parshas Va'era and in Parshas Pinchas, which it's interesting that Parshas Va'era it also mentions Pinchas for the first time. Reuven is mentioned both in Va'era and in Pinchas as the Bechor of Yaakov. Reuven, Bechor Yisrael. And in our parasha, he's referred to as Reuven Bechor Yisrael. And in Vayigash, he's called Bechor Yaakov. Bechor Yaakov is certainly a lower level than Bechor Yisrael. And it goes higher and higher. In Vayigash, he's only called Bechor Yaakov. Yaakov is the lower level name. In Va'eru, he's called Bechor Yisrael. Bechor is written without a Vav. So it's not Beshlemus. It's Reuven Bechor Yisrael, but it's not Beshlemus. Va'eru is the parasha of Geula. Va'eru is the Aschalta of the Geula, where the Makos occur, the beginning of the Geula from Mitzrayim. And there, Reuven is referred to as Bechor Yisrael, hinting that there will be a tikkun for Reuven. Reuven will once again be the Bechor. There will be a tikkun for Chodesh Tammuz, which is the Chodesh of Reuven, but it's Bechor without a Vav. Dafke and Pashas Pinchas, Pinchas Eliyahu, which Pinchas is the Geula Beshlemus. Eliyahu is the one who's going to usher in the Messianic age, Beshlemus. Dafke in this parasha, it says, Reuven Bechor Yisrael with a Vav, Beshlemus. Bechor Yisrael with a Vav is B'gematria Tavshin Samach Tes. This year. Bechor Yisrael is B'gematria Eliyahu HaTishbi. This is the parasha of Eliyahu HaNavi. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes, Reuven is reinstated. The Bechorah is given back to Reuven. Tammuz is brought back to what Tammuz was supposed to be. Shavasa the Tammuz was supposed to be the great Yom Tov in which we were supposed to receive the first Luchais, which is the Ur HaGonuz. The Tikkun for Reuven is in Parshas Pinchas. And it's interesting that we find by the Chet of the Mechira of Yosef that Reuven sticks out. Reuven shows exemplary character, that Reuven goes out of his way to save Yosef. Yoshev Reuven el Habor, Vihine Ein Yosef Babor, Vayikra es Begodov, he rips his clothes, and he says, Hayeled Einenu, Vani Ona Ani Bo, how am I going to face my father? I'm the oldest. There's a deeper meaning to this, why Reuven wants to save Yosef. Reuven sees in the future all the Shvatim and the Neviim. Reuven sees what's going to happen to Chodesh Tammuz. Thomas is his chaydash. He sees what's going to happen. There's going to be a shavas of the Thomas. There's going to be shviras haluchais. There's going to be chet ha'egel. And the first tikkun for it is in Tishrei, is Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Tishrei is the chaydash of Yosef. Tishrei is the month of Ephraim, Kiyodua. Tishrei is Ephraim. Tammuz is Reuven. Reuven needs Yosef. Reuven has to come on to Yosef Hatzadik. Reuven has to come on to Ephraim in order for his own chaydash to be rectified. But there should be a tikkun for chaydash Tammuz, which Tammuz is Reuven. We have to come on to Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, the day that we rejoice with the Luchais Shniyais, when we read about Shviras Haluchas at the end of Vizayis HaBracha, is the Tikkun for Chayidish Tamas. It's in Vizayis HaBracha, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem that Reuven should have a total Tikkun. Yechi Reuven va'al yomais. Reuven should live and he should not die. Literally it means he should have Olam Haba, despite what happened with Bilha. There's also the Remez that what occurred in Tammuz, the Shavasa B'Tammuz, Chet Ha'egel, Shviris HaLuchais, as we mentioned last time, ruined the Nitzchius that we were supposed to experience in Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz, which is the fourth month corresponding to the fourth Midah, which is Netzach. Netzach is Yerushalayim, as the Gemara says. That's why it's the walls of Yerushalayim that were breached in Chodesh Tammuz. And the Luchais were broken, which the Luchais were supposed to ingrain in every single one of us eternity, that we would never forget the Torah and we would live forever, as Chazal say, Ani Omarti Elokim Atem, that had you not sinned by Chet Ha'egel, Atcha HaMelech B'Msiboy, there would never have been Shikchas HaTorah, we would have lived forever, if not for what happened because of Chet Ha'egel. So we lost out on this Nitzchius. There is no such thing as everlasting life right now. That's coming, but not right now. And Tammuz, as we mentioned, which is Rosh Hashanah, Tachas Makom Muzman, we became subjected to time and place. We're subjected to the laws of physics, to the laws of this world, as a result of what we did on by Chet Ha'egel. If not, we would be connected to Shmini, we would be connected to the future, to supernatural, which Pinchas was connected to Shmini. Pinchas never dies. Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. Pinchas never experiences Misa. We say this in the Zmirais of Mitzray Shabbos, of Malav HaMalka. Like Toam Tam Misa Ukvura, that he never tasted death. He never tasted burial. He went to Shamayim by Basa'ora HaShamayim, and Elisha cries out, Ovi Ovi Rechav Yisrael L'Parashav. Eliyahu HaNavi is the only one that we know did not experience death. It was Shikcha. Eliyahu HaNavi is La'asid Lavoi. And that's Pinchas. And that's the bracha that Moshe gives to Reuven. Yechi Reuven v'al yomais. We lain that on Shmini Atzeres, on Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah we lain. V'zayis HaBracha is not read on any other time during the year. V'zayis HaBracha is not read on Shabbos. It's the only parasha that's never read on Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz. It could be read on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, because there Shmini Atzeres could fall out on Shabbos. But for us, Simchas Torah could never be on Shabbos. And therefore, the Zayis HaBrach is never read on a Shabbos except on Simchas Torah, where we read the Tikkun for Reuven. Yechi Reuven va'al yomais. Reuven should live and not die. Reuven should experience Nitzchias. Tammuz should be totally rectified. Tammuz should be reinstated to what Tammuz was supposed to be, a month of Nitzchias, a month that we would live forever, have we received the Luchais, which we read this week's Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav. Very, very well connected to Parshas Pinchas, because Perek Vav, L'cha'ayra, Perek Vav corresponds to the Elef Hashishi. There are six prokem in Perkei Avos, connected the six millennium that Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world to last 6,000 years. Every Perek of Perkei Avos corresponds to another Elef, to another millennium. The last Perek, Kinyan Torah, which we're going to be reading this week once again, finishing it a second time, corresponds to the Elef Hashishi. The Elef Hashishi, which we are in now and we're completing soon, 231 years left of the Elef Hashishi. The Elef Hashishi is the Elef in which the Geula will take place, which Tchias HaMeisim will take place, which the whole purpose of why Hashem created the world will be recognized, as it says concerning the first Friday of creation, where it says, Vayara Lekim es kol asher osa v'hinei toiv me'oid. That is what Hashem said at the end of the Yom Hashishi. We will experience that at the end of the Elef Hashishi. The end of the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, which corresponds to the Elef Hashishi and to the end of Elef Hashishi, is Hashem Yimleich Le'olam Voy. That's how we end Pirkei Avos, Parak Kinyan Torah. The Kol Masha Barak Kodesh Baruch Hu Le'Broy El L'Chvoydoi, And then the Mishnah ends off. The Brisa actually ends off. Va'omer Hashem Yimloch La'olam Void. What is that pasuk Hashem Yimloch La'olam Void associated with? Anyone who learns Chumash Rashi and Mava Sedra every year knows in Parshas Beshalach and Oz Yashir, Hashem Yimloch La'olam Void. Rashi says refers to the Bayis Hashlishi. It refers to La'osid Lovay when Hashem Yimloch La'olam Void without interruption. There will be no interruption. Now there are interruptions. And all the interruptions, lack of consistency, the reason why there are interruptions is because of what happened on Shavuos and Betamuz, and the Luchos were broken. But La'asid Lovay Hashem Yimloch La'olam Void, that will take place in the Elef Hashishi, which we read in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, this Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas Ze Eliyahu, Eliyahu HaNavi, who experiences no interruptions, Eliyahu HaNavi lives forever. And in that parak, we will be reading in Yetzir Hashem this Shabbos, the Brisa quotes the famous Chazal, Ein lecha ben chorin ela misha oisek b'talmud Torah, that a true free man is only one who learns, one who's connected to the Torah, and the Brisa there quotes the Pasuk concerning the first Luchais, which we were supposed to receive on Shavuos b'Tammuz, Chorus al haluchais, that the words of the Aseres HaDibros were engraved on the tablets. The Torah uses the word Chorus. So the Brisa says, read it as if it says Chorus, al tikri Chorus, Ela Cheirus, which Cheirus means freedom. Freedom, Yovel, the Yovel year, total freedom, where everyone goes back to their source, to their root. The way it's going to be in the future, if you take the word Chorus, Cheirus, Ches Reish Tov, and you spell it out, the Miluoi, that means the Ches is Ches Tov, and a Reish is Reish Yud Shin, and a Tov is Tov Yud Vav, is Begamatri Uvolutzi and Goyel, Uleshovei Fesha B'Yaakov Ne'um Hashem, which is referring to the Geula. In the time of the Geula, we will experience true and complete and full Cheirus, Cheirus b'miluoi. And that's what we were supposed to experience, Cheirus b'miluoi, which means freedom from the Malach HaMavis, no death, freedom from Golus, no subjection to any Goyim, not having to deal with the nations of the world, total separation from the nations of the world, total connection to Hashem, which is what real Cheirus is. That we lost as a result of Shviras Haluchos. Pinchas experiences that. Pinchas was on that level, his entire existence. Pinchas was constantly connected. That's why he never forgot. And he's the only one who did not forget the halacha of Haboil Aramis Kanoyan Poyganboy. Chanukah is the Yomtif where we do not forget. Chanukah, which is the Yomtif associated with Shem and Zayis, which the Gemara says is the liquid that if one consumes, he will not forget. Shem and Zayis is good for the memory. In contrast, that the Greeks wanted to make us forget, l'hashkicham teiresecha, they wanted to continue in the footsteps of their predecessors. They wanted to continue and have Klal Yisrael forget more and more. We know that on the day of Zayin Adar, which is what we read on Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah about Moshe's death, 3,000 halachas were forgotten. Gimel halachim halachas are 300, there are different girsois in the Gemara and Tvura. Whether it was 300 or 3,000, but halachas were forgotten as a result of Shviras Haluchos and as a result of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were restored, Osniel ben Kenaz, it says, restored those halachas. Chanukah, we were zeichet to a new revelation of Torah, to the Ur HaGonuz. Chanukah, therefore, is the tikkun for Shavuos HaBetamuz. Shavuos HaBetamuz, we entered into the world of Shikcha. Chanukah, we experience a ha'ora of La'asid Lavai, in which there will be no Shikcha. But Chanukah itself is a hemshech of Shmini Atzeres. Chanukah is not in the Torah itself. Chanukah is an extension of Shmini Atzeres, which is in the Torah, which is at the end of Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas himself is the bechina of Shmini Atzeres. And because Pinchas, the schar for Pinchas, for strengthening the Choma ben Yisrael la'amim, solidifying the barrier that separates us from the nations, Pinchas is zeicha that his parsha, the parsha named after him, ends with the yomtiv of Shmini Atzeres, which is the yomtiv that separates us from them. Pinchas was zeicha that in this parsha we have the parsha of the Karban Tumid. The Karban Tumid is what ceased, what stopped on Shavuos HaBetamuz. We lost the Tumid, which the Tumid also means forever, Netzach. Tumid means always, constant. The Karban Tumid is supposed to be sacrificed every single day, and if one morning and afternoon, Shnayim Layoyim Tumid. We read about that in this week's parasha. There are many who say it every day. Parshas Pinchas, in fact, probably the only parasha that has in it psukim that are read every single day. Every single day. Every day and every yomtiv. You have the Psukim and Parshas Pinchas that have the Musafim of every yomtiv for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and of the Karban Tomid, which we recite every single day in the parsha, in the Karbonos that we say before davening, before Shachris, before Mincha. Everything is in Parshas Pinchas. And today we don't have it. Today we have Tefillah. Lahakriv li b'moyadoi is b'gematria Tefillah. Today we have Tefillah that we can still daven and constantly daven every single day. And by davening all the time, we are substituting the Karban Tomid. The Karban Tomid, which only Kohanim can sacrifice, today we have it in a way better because everyone can daven. You don't have to be a Kohen to daven. You have to be a Kohen to sacrifice, but you don't have to be a Kohen to daven. Davening we have. Karbonis we don't. And the day that we lost this Tamidius, which is in Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas again, the individual who does not experience any interruptions, no inconsistencies, Pinchas is consistent, Pinchas is always, Pinchas is Netzach, Pinchas never forgets. Pinchas is the one who kills Bilam, the one who gave the advice to Klal Yisrael to sin with the Benos Moav and the Benos Midian, the one who wants to tear down the barriers that separates us from them. Pinchas kills him. Bilam says that I know, I am Yodea Da'as Elyon, Nofel Geluye Noyim. Wrong. Pinchas experiences true Da'as and true Giluyim. The expression that everyone uses concerning someone who had a revelation from Eliyahu HaNavi, they'll say he experienced Gilui Eliyahu. They say concerning Eliyahu Lepian or other tzaddikim that they had Gilui Eliyahu. Eliyahu is associated with revelation. Bilam says about himself that he's Gilui Einoyim. Nofelu Gilui Einoyim. That he was Zochet to revelation or Yodea Da'as Elyon. Pinchas, Eliyahu HaNavi is the true Gilui and the true Da'as. Im ein das havdola menayim. Eliyahu HaNavi associated with Moitzoi Shabbos, when we make havdola, you can't make havdola without das. Umola ha'oretz deya es Hashem. Eliyahu brings with him das, true das, not the das of Bilam, which is an illusion. And it's not true giluyim, it's not true giluy enayim. Pinchas experiences true giluy. Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu is giluy Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the future. And in Parshas Pinchas, we have the Karban Tomid. We have the Tikkun for that which we lost on Shavasa B'Tamas. We lost the Tomid on Shavasa B'Tamas. Parshas Pinchas has in it the Tomid, which will be restored when Shavasa B'Tamas will be Nehepach, L'Sasainu L'Simcha. And the Tikkun for Shavasa B'Tamas was first on Shmini Atzeres in Parshas Pinchas, the Parsha read always at the time of Shavasa B'Tamas. It's interesting, too, that it's on the 17th. It's the 17th. The number 17 is associated with good, because Toiv, Tesvav Beis, is Begematria 17. It's Toiv Tammuz. It's a day associated with good. It was supposed to be good. That's the Arki Toiv. The first time it ever says Toiv in Chumash is concerning the hidden light, which Chanukah is rooted there. As we know, Esha Arki Toiv Ayavdeil is Begematria Chanukah 8 times. Begamatria Tishbi, that's Eliyahu HaNavi, that's the Ur HaGonaz. The first time it ever says Toiv is there at the beginning of Bereshus. And Shavasa B'Tamas is the 17th of Tammuz. Eliyahu HaNavi is referred to as Zochur LaToiv. Eliyahu HaNavi is associated with good. Eliyahu is Toiv. There's no Ra. Shikcha is Ra. Where there's Shikcha, there's Ra. Shvirus HaLucha is brought about Ra in the world. Eitz Hadas, Toivara brought about Ra in the world. Zuhamas HaNachash brought Ra into the world. What happened on Shavasa B'Tamas, Chet HaEgel brought Ra into the world. Eliyahu HaNavi Pinchas is higher than any Ra. There's no Churban in the world of Pinchas, in the world of Eliyahu HaNavi. Only Geula, only Toiv. That's the parasha that we read as Shavasa B'Tamas falls out. As we begin to prepare, hopefully, for a turnaround, for the Ehofech Yomim Eilu, the Sasin of the Simcha, we read Parshas Pinchas, the Parsha of Eliyahu HaNavi. It's interesting, too, that if it wouldn't be the 3 weeks, the Haftarah of Parshas Pinchas is the Haftarah of Eliyahu HaNavi. If one looks at the end of Parshas Pinchas, you will see the Haftarah is V'yad Hashem Hoysa El Eliyahu. It's about Eliyahu HaNavi and the whole story with Eliyahu HaNavi with the Nevi'ei Habal, similar to what Pinchas did, but Kanoi as Kenasi. Eliyahu does the same thing two times, Kanoi Kinesi. As Chazal tells us, I did it twice, says Eliyahu. I did it when I was Pinchas, and I did it now. Kanoi Kinesi is also Begematria Esha Orki Toiv Ayavdel. This Haftorah, the Haftorah of Pinchas, is Aftira Veliyahu HaNavi. And even though this year it's not, because Pinchas this year is the first Shabbos, like most years, of the 3 weeks, and we read instead about Yirmiyahu, which L'Chaira Yirmiyahu is not the same Navi that we can associate with Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu is Geula, Yirmiyahu is Churban, Yirmiyahu is the Navi of Meriris, the Navi of Churban. But yet when we look towards the end of the Nevuah of the first of the 3 weeks, we read the famous Nevuah of Yirmiyahu of Koyamar Hashem, Zocharti lo chesed ni'urayich, ahabas kulu lo yisoyich, lechteich achrei ba'amidbar be'eretz lo yizrua, kodesh Yisrael la'Hashem, reishis tivu'osei, that we are the first produce, we are the Bechor of Hashem, reishis tivu'osei, the Bechor will be reinstated, b'ni Bechori Yisrael, we are the reishis of Hashem. Until Mashiach comes, until the Geula is upon us, it's not recognizable. The nations claim that they are. The Christians say they are the chosen people, Rahman al-Islam. It's not yet fully recognized. And it's when Reuven's Bechor will be reinstated, when Chodesh Tammuz will be restored to the glory that Chodesh Tammuz was supposed to have, Reuven Bechor Yisrael, as it says here, Bechor with a Vav, then it'll be fully recognized that Klal Yisrael are racious tivuasai. Bechor with a vav. It's the vav that's missing. We know that Eliyahu HaNavi is written 5 times in Chumash without a vav, 5 times in Tanakh. Hine anochi shuleachem is Eliyahu HaNavi. And in the Tochacha it says, Vizokharti es brisi Yaakov with a vav, because Yaakov, as the Baal HaTurim brings down at the beginning of this week's parasha, Yaakov took away the vav from Eliyahu and he said, I'll give it back to you. He took it away as security, as collateral. He took it away as a mashkon. And he said, I will return it to you when you redeem Klal Yisrael, when you usher in the Messianic age. That's why the Vav at the beginning of this week's parasha, where it says, Hinin Yoseim is Brisi Shalom, is written with a Vav Ketia. The Vav has a split in it. And if you look in the Sefer Torah, it's not a psul. It would be possible if the Vav does not have a split in it. It's the way it's supposed to be written. It's still not 100% Beshlemus. The Vav is not Beshlemus because until the Geula comes, and until the Vav is the Vav, which is the sixth millennium again, the Vav corresponds to the Elif HaShishi, which is the time we're in now. That's when the Vav will be reinstated. Eliyah will become Eliyahu. And there will be total Havdalah, Vayavdel. Vayavdel is Begamatria Eliyahu with the Vav. Total Havdalah ben Yisrael Amim. Till then, the Vav is Katua, and that's how it's written. Perhaps La'asid Lavai, the Vav will be complete. Can't say that for sure, but perhaps. Maybe La'asid Lavai, the Vav will not be Ketia as it's written here in Pinchas, because then it'll be B'Shlemus, and Eliyahu will be Eliyahu. So as we embark, as we prepare ourselves for the possibility of another Rahman al-Islam, of another fast day, of another Shavasa B'Tammuz, we have the Nechama of Parshas Pinchas. We have the Nechama of Shmini Atzeres. We have the Nechama of Reuven Bechor Yisrael, the Bechor reinstated to Reuven, the Tikkun for Chodesh Tammuz, which is why Reuven fights for Yosef, because the Tikkun begins in Chodesh Tishrei and Shmini Atzeres, which is the Chodesh of Ephraim, which is the Chodesh of Yosef. So Reuven begs for Yosef's return more than anyone, because Reuven Tammuz knows that he has to come on to Yosef. Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef. Pinchas, we know, is Mibenois Putiel. Putiel is Midian, Putiel is Yisrael, but Putiel is also Yosef. It says Shapitpeit beYitzray. So Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef, as we'll see in next week's parasha. That's why he was sent by Moshe to eradicate, to annihilate the Midianim, because they were the ones who sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. So Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef. Pinchas, who is the Tikkun of Shavasa B'Tammuz, the one that we read about in Chodesh Tammuz, Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef, who Yosef is the Tikkun for Reuven, which represents Chodesh Tammuz. That's why Dafka in this parasha, Reuven is written Bechor Yisrael with a Vav Mole. Because this is the parasha in which the Tikkun takes place. It would be Zeicha to all the Yomim Tovim in this week's parasha and the days of the Beina Mitzorim, the Mizrach Maggid said, Kol Reit Feho Hisiguha Beina Mitzorim, that a person can find Hashem. He says, Reit Feho, if you're right there, if you run after Hashem, you pursue godliness, you can find more godliness Beina Mitzorim than any other time. Because it's a time of concealment, Hashem is sort of hiding, like a game of hide and seek, because He wants us to seek out, He wants us to look for Him. The purpose of the V'anoichi Haster Aster is that we should find Him, not that He should remain in hiding. And the purpose is that we should strengthen our tefillos and our emunah, and be zeichet to the ultimate, the Yehovchu Yamim Eilu L'Sasein U'L'Simcha, Chanukah, which is the tikkun for Shavuos B'Tam, is that maybe next time we'll see how Purim is the tikkun for Tisha B'Av, and we should be zeichet that all these days should be nisapich to all the Yomim Tayyim that we have in Parashas Pinchas, and we should be zeichet to bring all the korbanos, all the musafim in this week's parasha, the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Amen.